Recording in progress.
Recording in progress.
Yeah,
Thanks for spilling. Yeah, for the ahna fo Zoom nam ko lodge. Thanks for spilling. We face amlo. Kudos to you.
Yeah, mala. Damn.
Kudos to you. Ti ay ti ay kisana. First time ta fo tving tamlo.
Bet hosok lawel pod ta 23-year-old.
23. You must 23, Andy.
Mela.
I'm a dainty 10. Dainty okay. 6.
Okay, that just keeps getting worse.
Alex, honestly, I'm surprised we're still together.
Naħalef li kont ħanejdajjen fil-ponta tal-sieni.
Oh my god, come on, it's like ħana jajjes. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Għawkom għal TAT għak ta' għana vizjoni l-podcast fejn nirrevedu nevalwaw.
Nikritikaw nizaminaw.
U nikkommentaw fuq kull episodju ta' Drag Race. Gerfix se kliment, but anyway.
Oh my, ta' fej, għax siplina fa' pejs l-għandi 23 jissa, and I'm surprised we're still together. It's in hos lek niflaka jak taj.
Anyway,
nitkellmuna aktar najl l-ħamis.
Iva.
Iżda.
Tgħidilna naqgħax ġara l-ġimgħa l-oħra fuq.
Ajja.
L-aħħar episodju ta' Drag Race.
Ħalli fidi għax jien naf ġara l-ġimgħa l-oħra, għax il-ġimgħa l-oħra fuq dik kellna singing and performing challenges. Fejn kellhom jagħmlu a performance ta' power. Diska kera bħat ma mardaqshekk ħażin minn ħajra. Iqaf. Min ħajmu id-dajm, kera kienet. Plain to the immunity potion jisu xmuxejn fuq nimfja imma ekin għala ħafna tension waqt dan takt. Min ħajmu id-dajm. Ħatt. U Safira u Morfin winner Dion are in the top 2 and Safira wins the challenge.
Brava, kien ħaqqa. Very well done.
Mix veja Morfin kien ħaqqa.
Ille, Safira.
Teja Morfin ikun ħaqqa.
Heads down.
Executive producer Morphy Lafdion.
Narrator of the season for sure.
Oh, definitely. Intom, nishtiqkom għal-min kien tismana, you follow. X'isma dik il-page? RuPaul's
Drag Race.
Le hemm dik li jibda jagħtik l-updates ta' like u vera jkunu bażwin l-updates like Morphy Lafdion has been in more untagged episodes than da.
Ma nafx hemm ħafna minnhom imma dawk ta'.
Jien
jitilgħu li kollha suggested for you għax Instagram jaf li na fag.
Oh, we're going that way.
Anyway.
Dar
l-lura u ma kellix bżonn noqgħod niktab il-mirror message, għax kont ma mal-iddar.
Ema ħadma tal-għaddar, bla lipstick message, ok, infatti kon senejlek, bla lipstick message, kif tħossok? Jie,
nxinejt. Nimmissija ħnaqra. Nħob naqra. Ema Safira vera happy, għandu to win sissa.
Ema Morphine miex.
Morphine is pissed.com dupri.
Vera xaqta jabħet. Kim xaqta jabħet.
Le, ma kienx. Ma kienx ħaqqa tirbaħ.
Kienet ħaqqa tirbaħ, kull ġimgħa ħaqqa tirbaħ, anke jekk tmur ħażin. I just thought because she's kanti.
Okay.
Like super. Like definitely.
Jane discusses.
Naqa messi ukoll, so lek inħobba ukoll.
Jane discusses the immunity to nymphia. U ammettiet fil-confessionals li she was hoping that if she saves nymphia, it would put on a Q in the bottom two.
So she thinks Q is not competition, which is T.
Le, I don't think she... Le, piuttosto she thinks both of them are competition. U ta' simply they deserve the bottom two last week. I personally thought they were, but Q, in a certa, Li Jane was in the bottom, and I'm like, no.
Emmi kaja kjum.
Oh.
Vera kaja jek.
Oh, vera ma taħmiliġ il-kjum.
Baby girl, highest station in the lips at the moment. U id-lik minix sabiħa jowla. Like, ma kienix ħelwa. Like,
eh, le, maġbitnix.
No, baby. Dal stick back hair, jasa kbira, to be honesti.
Illa l-ċtajjara, men.
Plain is pissed. Pissed boots.
Le, Blaine was okay.
Emma, le, Blaine was okay. Pissed. She was attacked.
She was pissed because everyone was telling her she was in the bottom. And I'm like, she really, first of all, ma kienem biex bottoms.
Everybody's a bottom. Girl, they're all bottoms.
They're all bottoms. But Jane flipped when Dawn told her she was wearing a boring dress.
She isn't wearing a boring dress.
She wasn't wearing a boring dress.
She wasn't wearing a boring dress, she baby.
Dawn said, it's okay, we all have bad nights. And I'm like, bitch, where?
This was not a bad night. When they're discussing between us squirrel friends, Ross was like, this was not the level I expected from Plain. Then what the fuck do you expect? She's doing amazing every single week.
Anyway, she fully called Dawn Dudu Clown Mess.
Go back to the lake.
They were that hash. She's like, you're a creature from the Black Lagoon. And they have to go back to that lake. Vera jiridu jaraw lil Jane taqat inkisaru tfalli.
Maybe, baby, she's not. And they keep calling her delusional. And she's not.
I mean...
Poi sax mxin tinflissas kamra maħħa. Emma, no, she doesn't look delusional for me.
Oh, okay. Anka jistess later on, like in this episode, like we can discuss. Emma tajt, like, she always has that confidence that she's going to be on the top. Emma naħseb pral competition pal di. You have to have that.
Of course. Ma nafx, I think it's dudu bullshit li they're painting this kind of scenario where they keep saying that Plain isn't doing well or that she's not in the top.
Il-kelma dudu vera daħani.
Morphine top data.
Għax darba kontrajt meme. Bottoms be like, oh, I'm so wet. Bitch, that's dudu.
Bob kien hopi jeda ħafna dudu.
Me?
Bob.
Ija.
Girl, Bob did jakku jimix Bob il-ħabib tijak, għax ndu najt li jakellek għasus għal-pument.
To be honest, ma l-darbu liet Bob, I'm like, ma t-istu majt li Bob did jakku jimna t-tijda jint.
Okay.
Għax il-Bob il-sejbi ma taħmluġ jint.
Mix fa.
Liċċajta.
Fa.
I was just trying. Jek
jittisma dan episodju biex kun taħfi ma naħmlekx. Go fuck yourself.
Bitch.
Bitch, go fuck yourself.
Anyway,
it's a new week into work room with 7 queens left. Get tosok 7 queens.
Ma nafx, ma maja fulli daħlet bil-pijama.
Ma dunna vera bil-pijama daħlet, asan dunna.
Maja fulli daħlet bil-pijama. Maja fulli spiċċawra l-ħwejjeġ.
Dik għalet.
Daħle bil-pijama, taxin.
Dik għalet.
Dak il-karukra.
Dik għalet. Dil-ġemma jina sejja d-dajb. Might as well.
Might as well. Minħalli l-ħwejjeġ li fadalli biex nitlaqbihom id-dar. Għax. Did she call morphine fat?
I saw that. I'm well, like, baby, if morphine corsets, it would be over for every single person here. Ma.
True.
It would be over. Definitely over.
Then out of the blue, Maya Teresa, then felt it was nice knowing you, because let's go home.
Mishek.
It was nice knowing you. It was nice knowing you. He was here at time, huh?
You're whispering too low with sad permission to
mark. Okay. She's a petty, tipo, like, they didn't say that that is. I'm like, girl, we all know it was the quietest fight. I'm like,
that's good. Unbatillom, allura, u jitma uff, jihidu qatam, ek.
Yeah.
Ekkienet il-bija.
U t-tħolru, laqas għandek video message inti u kod.
Ma nix video message d-ġima.
Ma
nix video message, ma għandi xinejt ma jupol għax fxin fdaħt il-gwarda jobba l-ewel. Ma sibtix il-suit tiegħi. Il-mint.
Oh,
and I'm like, slay. Why is RuPaul wearing this ASOS design suit today?
Does it look ASOS? Girl.
Girl. Baby.
It's baby. Nice.
It's like nice. It. I'm like saying it's not nice. Beautiful shoes, beautiful shoes. I'm not saying I don't like it. I just think that it's a bit basic.
Uħan nilabu l-oba as a mini-challenge.
Jisima Spill the Tea. Fejn...
Spill, darling. Spill. It's all about spilling this week.
Fej, basikament, Ru Paolo ħajkunet jiejt feħazi il-Queens ħajkollom which il-Queens li għatfadal and they need to show the Queen according to the sentence that you says. I am the worst explainer.
You do. You are.
You do you, bitch. Ma daw femuni.
You're a do-do explainer.
Vera, I'm a do-do explainer.
The
challenge kem daba jamlu. I think this one is the one that like sparks a lot of misfighting, you know?
Ezzat, per esempio, l-ewwel wahda kienet who's the most specific aggressive queen and everyone voted for Nymphia. Mbagħad kienet li ma queen taħseb li ma tafx tfisser passive aggressive u kulħadd ivvota l-morphine, including morphine stess.
Kien mifaqam. Kien mifaqam. Tuha jebħa tuha ħana ħilsu.
Kulħadd irid jibblokka l-Jane.
Għax il-Jane ma naħmlu biex.
Miskina. To be honest, like, she hasn't been a bitch since Amanda left, fil-verità.
Oh my god, we'll get to Amanda.
Yes.
Oh, we'll get to Amanda, we'll get to Amanda. I mean, it
Safira,
was an okay challenge, you know.
Safira t-flirta ma kulħadd.
Ezzat, horror of the season. But Dawn in reality, boss. It was a... Oh.
She's very gassy, apparently.
It was... Ah, what the mic?
Oh.
I mean, it was an okay challenge. It was an okay mini challenge. I mean, filler.
It's fine. Everyone voted Jane as the most delusional, and I'm like, girl, how? She was constantly in the top. She never needed the immunity potion.
Is it something like, that we're not seeing? Like, I wish I wearing her too much.
Yina Seb, she knows she's good, but I don't think the other queens see her at the, how... Yo, they want her to think that she's delusional, manafsh, but it's very strange because we're not. I'm not getting an edit where she is delusional.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Safia Teba,
but to be honest, they did the same thing with Lucy. Lucy was doing very well, and everyone's like, "You're delusional." The problem is they managed to crack Lucy. They're not managing with Jane.
I mean, Jane has a very strong personality as well.
Yeah.
And she's a regal queen. Plus, she's half Russian.
Azad.
The mini challenge when I am Sophia Miss Crystal. All queens.
Yeah.
All queens. Oh, you call it po il flus. You call. Li.
Azad.
Oh, charges I. Oh, charges I.
Petty cash.
Petty cash, kellom. U ru jgħidilhom li l-main challenge ta' il-ġimgħa hija school presentation.
Daw tinqalab għalihom int.
Tajba, jien tajba, aw.
Int kont tibba.
Vera, like, minx qed naħseb ġara. I used to eat at school presentations. Like, I used to make jokes, mama. I used to get 10 out of 10 plus 1 unjoking. Like,
are
fully.
You joking me?
Are you joking me? talking shit about me behind my back. Only the OGs. Yeah, for sure.
You can't the OG from day one.
Taf xaħna nejdu. U mish OG min dal podcast. Like, titkun taf.
Like, the OG.
The OG. Like, you have to be G-O-A-T bish kun taf D-O-G li aħna għedin nejdu palissa. U il-main challenge ija presentation. And girl, I can see the right strike now.
Oh, yeah. Wait until next episode, bitch.
This is a hosting challenge. Hosting. Iman tix dar fejn ġibek.
You host.
Are you kidding me? It teams Uma, John, and Maya Emanle Page. Q and Plain, Nymphia Morphine, and Safira. Ma min tkun titkun inti?
Oh, Q definitely. With Q and Jane. Definitely. 100%.
Jina inkun jitinkun ma Morphine. Imma, theoretically, jitinkun ma Q Plain.
To be honest, I would want to be with Safira, but I would just want to be with Safira, not with the other two.
Because she's hosting.
Exactly. So ideally, I would have been with Safira alone.
Fair.
But with these teams, I would have gone with Q and Jane. Dawn, certainly this is her challenge. Għala din fidea.
Kull ġimma ħitajta dik. Jina the challenge tiegħi, like jina qatt ma fallejt f'challenge bħal di, jina mechanical engineer u nkollu nagħmel presentations. Jiena
in the meantime,
jien injajanta. Jiena kont nafal nagħmel presentations, niġi darba nagħmel presentation.
Għamil presentation.
U fux x'ha tkun għalfejn ma toġbox to store. Iqaf! Għalfejn na flimkien u Għalfej, tu stoja wahda mill-isbaħ diski li jem fuq l-album ta' Eternal Sunshine. The fucking anyway, silence is loud. You could drop a pin from exactly the back of the room. U l-microphone kien jaqbada, u l-microphone noise cancellation għandu.
Ash, me and my truths, we sit in silence.
Me and my truths, we sit in silencio.
Maya, Emanuele Page, grazie tsubaya. Well, let's hope for the
Cross
best.
Cross my heart, I hope to die. Sorry.
Hoping Lidon will carry her
this whole challenge for Dara.
As for Dara, she's like, you know what? Safira little lipsa, don't have a little presentation. Like, no fucks.
Yinish ukunnaf, ashina jimalohaya, konsene de momentish, ashin said. Li l-episodju li ġej kien ħajġa jkun sponsored by Canva. Tiftakar meta kien sponsored by Canva?
Iva.
L-għas season l-għadda.
Naħseb.
Le.
Kien għamlu xie poster veri kraħ.
Lucy Leduka kienet ma Sasha Colby? Le.
But it was a mini challenge.
Iwa, ma like, kien għaf l-issa season, le?
Yes.
Eżat. Eżatt, u dikinu li, u niftakar li l-Laxon Warland, she's like, oh my god, I use Canva all the time.
Faa.
Safira has Dumb and Dumber next to her.
Morphine, ma taf xinu seminar.
Morphine.
She knows what semen are. Get it. Le. Taf xin missija jen. X'kien jismu dak il-program fuq YouTube? Wait, what?
Oh my god, ta' Derek Bay u
Kamaya
Black.
Imma kien ikun hemm Gia Ganji li kien ikun Maria Balenciaga.
Oh my god, Gia Gan u Eve. What's up? X'kien għadu dik?
Wait, what?
Imma xkien dik like the one sentence. What's
kien hemm darba qalu what's the brightest star? And Mara Black, she's like, the eclipse. Over again,
it's not even if Takashkin and that one thing they said that was like, what's a solar system? She's a foot in the planet,
uh-huh.
X'kienet?
What's a leap year kienu qalu, like
what's a leap year? She would eat, morphine would eat.
Would be the best candidate for that show. Bring it back.
U le miex daqsek babba? Insomma, għalet iġabet GPU jox għalet ta' 2.5.
Eżat.
Gina l-benchmark għad għasad date minnom iġifiri nifima.
Oh. Nifjat tilabba reġat that she's stressed? And Zafira, she's like, e off. Like,
the no one's buying it at some anymore. Point, had it nisfil point? Yeah, I thought had it nisfil point. Awek.
Uh-huh.
And the feeling li jitib bahta, jitib ho season. Safiya jitib ho season.
I would be happy.
No, I wouldn't mind. Imma nasib jitib ho ta season.
If it's her, Jane, or Nymphia, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, you said fuck you.
No, fuck you. Not fuck me.
Oh, fuck you, bitch. Plain and Q are the winning team, clearly.
Jane... Like, amlet presentation għal-omma when she started doing drag.
Jien għamlek presentation ukoll, daqshekk, ħalli jekkordi għawa. Dejjem ngħidu li ħalmu bċertu affarijiet u qatt ma nagħmluhom.
True. True. We're the worst podcasters in the history.
Eżatt, and they have to deal with us. Kont ngħidlek?
Jane għamlet presentation għal-omma u ma tgħidx kien kbiet.
Ma kbiet.
Qalet li kbiet.
Giddieba.
Ala.
Ma għalix li kbiet, għalet li tipo ma didn't guys, she was just looked.
Le, għalet kbiet, għax bar like she couldn't accept drag.
Oh.
Basta rajtu.
Insejt, kont jgħet fuq il-mobile, kont jgħet narx għan ix-xi.
Oh, slay.
I really said fuck the pod.
U għanna walkthrough ma' Michelle u ma'
Joel Kimbone għaw boost. Joel Kim fucking bone booster. Boner. Hey baby. Hey baby, under 23. Hey baby.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Annyeseo.
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 He's an actor and a comedian.
Year of the Dragon.
Le.
Għastafx tulit, jina xie, xie sanna
tulit. Jina, I am actually Year of the Dragon.
Okay, bitch. Anna, jina.
The way we're just assuming he's Chinese, which is probably Korean. He looks Korean. Għani ċekkja xie no, għanti ċekkja xie fluma sanna tulit.
Okay. Okay, bitch, Year of the Snake. Hey, baby.
Għara ġogbina, inti nittina tabbina wajjura.
Next.
Yes, next, please.
Jina reputation ta' Taylor Swift għalija.
Big yes, reputation.
Hey, baby.
Annyeseo.
Annyeseo. Min fej?
South Korea.
South Korea, I am Hannes from Blackpink.
Jeju Island.
Jeju, hey baby.
But he was a let me see your Jeju. American couple.
Inti għajtu għan tagd?
Ija mela.
Kus nisimija fl-ħaj. Imma, l-ewel mort naja l-Instagram tijaw mbatet l-endu boyfriend, I'm like, liptajnija.
They're open.
Mbatet nżajt l-open, I'm like, hey baby. Fitxu orġi, għani għaf.
Oh, okay, that took a turn.
I mean, fil-waktus ma tanġaja għafna.
Le, Maya qalet li she gets on the mic sometimes.
And Morphine is like, le.
Huh? Huh?
The queen of lips. Hasret
lalla. Imma le, ma tanġara xej fil-walkthrough, I was just like looking at Joel, Miss Joel.
Hey, baby.
Who's there?
Joel.
Anna, live audience.
Yeah, live audience.
Live audience. U qabel tela, Joel, for some reason, għajjat don't fuck it up.
It took me out. It didn't excite me.
It did.
Okay.
Vera sexy da raġel.
Le, sabiħ sew. Tipo, we wouldn't be here nitkellmu fuq. Laqas.
Eżatt.
We ate that up, eġifi.
Michelle is wearing her favorite color.
Leprosy print.
The leprosy print.
Inksur nafu li din baby, this episode is all recorded in one day. This was a really long day for them. They had to wake up, mini challenge, write a maxi challenge, and do a presentation. While RuPaul was getting ready, Michelle Visage had to come out.
It was one day.
It clearly looked like one day.
Estia?
It looked like one day. It was too long for two episodes. Tipo, the queens had merely 2 hours to get ready. I don't think this was a today episode. Ma jidux the next day in the workroom elimination day. All in one day.
Kont fuq il-mobile erġajt, they say elimination day, jiġu li bsidna ħwejġ differenti.
Senna. Ciao!
Girl, you weren't paying attention meta rajtu dal-episodju.
Jew laqgħet għajnejja.
Girl, irqgħet fully.
I was fully aware that this was all in one day. Mela l-fej ħarġet Michelle? Australia. They need people to get used to Michelle.
Ara, to be honest, kieku inkontru Paul kont inqatta l-visa tal-Australia u ma nagħmilx xogħol ieħor, għax to be honest, Down Under huwa naħseb l-iktar franchise u xejn li jeżisti.
La jibda jkun hawn RuPaul's Drag Race Island nitkellmu.
Faqa Mediterranean Island. Ma kant ikun il-Queens tal-gżir tal-Mediterran. Malta Għawdex, Ċipru, Kreta, Sqallija.
Sardinja
u tafuqa. Xisima dik?
Ibiza,
Majorka. Lem ħafna hi.
La Majorka. Ħafna.
Dak restorant. Drag Race Malta biss.
Drag Race Malta. Nista nagħmlu episodju dedikat nitkellmu fuq Drag Race Malta.
Fa.
Nagħmlu
Fantasy Drag Race Malta.
Fantasy Drag Race Malta.
Speaking of drag and Malta, tinsa xtaqt u tickets on serve.
Yes, baby. I hope we see you there to see what serve.
It's going to be a drag spectacular afternoon. Thank you very much.
Il-mejr ċet samlu għamini jom taħna, to be honest.
Eżat.
Just spending our conversation.
To be honest, Nimfja ammettit li she's struggling this week. U don ammettit li batit biex taħdem ma Mija.
Imma.
But on the other side of the room, there was something else going on.
This was so emotional. Fully one of the most emotional chats that we've had this whole entire season. Basically, Q comes out as HIV positive. And she opens up when she found out at the age of 24. And it's truly inspiring. She's been HIV positive now for the past 2 years. And it's heartwarming because you really get closer to the when a queen shows her vulnerability is where you get even closer to the queen.
And it's nice to see these chats being had on TV. To be honest, this is the only show this can be discussed so freely and celebrated in a way biex titneħħad l-istigma tal-HIV. Yes, we've had similar chats. Kien hemm Trinity K. Bonet, kien hemm Charity Case. kien hemm iktar li bħalissa ma sarx nifakarhom. But yes, it's always a very, very emotional chat. And Jane is not the evil bitch that everyone makes her out to be. She was listening. She went in for the hug. And she gave us one of the most iconic lines. Naħseb... Jane, tanti li naħseb gay. Li, she just speaks gay.
She speaks gay. Because all she said when Q was breaking down, she said... Kudos to you. Kudos for Mama. Kudos for coming, for saying that, for spilling.
For spilling.
For spilling.
Mama, I just kudos can't for wait. Saying that, I for just spilling.
Can't wait.
But I know she wasn't taking the piss. I knew that was, like, it looked yes. genuine.
Can we, let's be honest here. Can you imagine a Gen Z, like, uno, per esempio, like, Toppa? Baby, thanks for spilling. And
to be honest, I'm not like Jillian Amloa. Like Jillian and Tushaja Seri, and we're like, oh, tea.
Yeah, I mean, when it's gossip, they do tea.
La hardar barajna tifla, vera, like, mafditamer, and we're like, arakam mikant.
Over for no reason. Miskina, dit tifla.
She was just being like cunty, as in.
Le, emma miskina, xekkella jaffela wazewġ pufti jajdu la. Oh my god, you're so cunty. U tifla jek nicknate cunt u d-demom tibda tgħid tal-fajter li tifla. Fully. I don't think people understand gay culture as much as we understand gay culture.
L-aħħar darba ħarġet li xogħol cunty, għal sena bonniċ hemm like vera fucking cunty.
Babe. Nix infakek li jena xol, mflok, they really enjoyed it, I said they were pissing for it. Xtaqt lajt tablani.
Neħdu break? U neġlura?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Tanti, kudos mami, I need to break things for spilling.
I'm gonna go spill. Andi huta hamra hamra kinta jili tzijunin.
Ġewa l-basket dujju tilab għat majajt huta bħallin, sojn.
Għat-challenge tal-lum tridu tiktbu vers oriġinali għad-diska ta' Terry Muscat l-huta ta' tzijunin. Umbata t-rekordi għawa ġo l-studio bal-vocal coach tagħna.
Terry
stess. Uħat kun guest judge ukoll.
Għal, ċan inxallum tidu tamlu? Children's Rhyme. Miktuba u inspirata minn Terry ta' Bormla u tiġi rekordjata ma' Iro Losko u Mushu Music. Zeffina u koreografi.
Għal, għalis għallu l-dance studio.
Għalis dance studio. I love Annalise. Meta kunna X Factor naħħa tagħmel tkun if in-nofs, I lived for it.
Girl, jekk ħa nitkellmu fuq Annalise Allul, irid nitkellmu fuq il-Malta song ta' Annalise Allul. Icon. Darban tfilhom il-mikrofon u kellhom jiġu bdew il-bidu.
Għamlet il-Muse Challenge.
Għax dik kienet kanta moħta. Dak kienu Annalise Allul u Allison Allul.
Allison Allul?
Ma tafx minni Allison Allul, girl.
Għalek għetlek Allison Allul?
U flimkien kienu?
The Triple A Girls.
Ellie and Liz.
Kant.
Naħliflek.
Għalfi ma kienu xismu minn Double A Girls.
Faqa, to be honest.
Double A Girls.
On the runway.
What on the runway?
I fucking love this gown.
Oh, she is so cunt.
Vera nishti imma.
I wish the hair was bigger. Was,
yes.
We're to, so gay for saying this fully.
Proportionize with the skirt. imma vera fucking sabiħet il-libsa. Like, ħasra ma rajtix qabel xkon il-bisa t-tixti Natalia.
Michelle in
Michelle bit-Rexit tal-Juicy Couture.
Kanti, to be honest. Mandiċ ħaj Silver Sticks in the night?
Iva, vera.
Mandiċ ħaj Silver Sticks. Joel, ijat emmek u kol.
In this Moschino hey, number.
Babe. Hey, baby.
Madonna, hey. Kamandu doħ aħelwa.
Kamandu doħ aħelwa kim negusto mina. Ma kem inti aħelu qalbihi.
Kem fikom tip, kem nammirakom.
Jina kakuġi, anka t-tifel ta' uħti ek palkom jina.
Idna zaħt li trupol, meta tgħid May the Best Drag Queen win, ma diġ tolija kif kienet qabel.
Eh, tamela ek, għax personally, għam li dislocation ta' shoulder, sajf lat, ma taċ tolija.
Naħseb għanda frozen shoulder.
Min, diabetic coma.
U?
Q and Jane are the Gina plain it into Jane Taylor. Q and plain are the first
I know name is plain Jane, but to me Jane is plain is not a name, so
Bezzy plain Jane. Either Barbie asks something. Sorry.
They're first and Q is just doing the brick.
Oh my god, yeah, she's doing the big. I was kind of like
I think to be honest, I think it was the first acting challenge, and I think it's just who Q is. So I don't think the brick was actually a character, it was just Q.
Baby, she rolled with it. She's like, even the next day, she's like, she's doing the brick again, and every time they had to come and challenge, she was doing the brick again.
Because she's like, hello. I'm like, okay. But she killed this.
I wouldn't want to have that on a t-shirt. Let's just say that.
Illa.
Yeah.
But right off the bat, they get the slides and the historical clips was fucking genius. Although the historical clips one was stolen from Katya's one woman show.
Ooh.
So
gag. It's fine to introduce you. Can we just talk about Q's fucking look and how seamlessly this blends into the pants?
Love it.
I love it.
Gorgeous. I love what Jane
plain,
is wearing as well.
Plain Jane is wearing, like, yeah, baby. I think they were like the funniest out of all three groups.
Definitely.
They made me chuckle. They made me laugh. They put a smile on my face.
They were prepared.
They were prepared.
They didn't fumble. It was funny. They did very, very well.
Yeah. They both did well. We'll get to the critiques soon. Emma, they both did well. Would I want to have went to the seminar? Yes.
Maybe.
I would have listened to theirs. Let's just say that.
Uh-huh.
Next, għanna lil Dawn and Maya Iman LePage. Toħoċ Dawn bis. Oċna ħagġa Dawn bis, I'm like, thank fuck, biex ħatoħoċ loħja.
I'm like, abadam sarina jowċa ħagġa.
Hey, baby.
Love the hair.
Beautiful hair.
Love the hair. It's giving hair
Madonna.
Show. It's giving hair show.
I love what she's wearing, to be honest. It's very corporate, sex, cunt, future.
Ish, if you're in...
Honestly, honey Dean.
From Middle Earth.
Honey Dean. Jien naħseb li Q, li their skit was, they would have an actual drag queen with them whilst Dawn is not being the drag, is like the one explaining, and I dead ass thought that Maya Iman LePage was gonna come in flipping.
I can. To be honest, I expected Maya Iman LePage to flip in. Mamma Flog harjet the suit by da and in the ugliest mullet wig.
Fushin mullet wigs. Sorry. Well, I'll just say for hot. Yek hatam IS Mauni. Yek hatam mullet wig.
Beyonce.
Last for Beyonce. Yek hatam mullet wig. Please make it big. do not come with me that with that raja bullshit li ma tkunx daqseb kolja. Titkun, ma titkun ġatta, like, oh my god, għadja ma li twig, le, titkun fucking volume, palta detox.
Eżat.
Like, ek dak it-tip ta' wig, mela, oh my god, le, ma jitx xu ċabte pal daw.
This was a plane crash.
Fully.
Di kienet plane crash, dawk l-aeroplan iż-żar li joħduk minn one island għall-oħra u kien hemm tim tal-futbol ta' tfal kollha 10-11 year olds u crashjaw ġo' montanja u mitu kollha. That's how bad this was.
What the fuck? Jien sibtek ħassem il-ktieb Firefly for some reason. Like, where the fuck is he going with?
Lord of the Flies, you mean?
We are what? Lord of the Flies is black.
No wonder you love morphine.
Mish Firefly is black.
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies. Hey, Joel.
Għadċalix sallum tittaqra ktib.
Għadċalix sallum tittaqra ktib u batta me presentation fuq.
Anyway, I didn't enjoy this.
No, I didn't laugh. I was bored. Kiku sajt naqblilu naqblilu.
Aha. Safira dinfja morphine coming next. Safira l-mixja ta' raġel għanda,
Snufut.
Isa il-security ta' Havana.
Can we talk about how cunt morphine looks?
Yes. But to be honest, isek lajt ras ta' Barbie u podġejta fuq ġisem jgħor ta' Barbie because the head did not match what she was wearing.
Honestament,
up, she was corporate.
She should have been wearing
a down.
Exact.
From the neck down, she's going...
She's like, I'm a whore. Like,
they're not going to the same event.
Exact.
But I doubt li Morphine kella suit fil-bagalja.
Ezzat, Morphine, jak mandiċ toj ma baja, mish ħatejba.
Ezzat.
I mean, I enjoyed them.
It started off strong with Safira doing the toast. She carried them, fil-verita.
Yeah, let's just say that.
And she was slipping. As well, at times. Awek
finish the unsem mum. Miss center of attention. Miss andafna jenet. Miss white gay leman kunċiet għun bib miaw.
So, a mandatory meeting is brought up as a joke about Halloween drag. She tweeted, I am looking for the tweet. Alp hafna sausage posts for X, formerly known as Twitter. Jek jittuni ċans nejdilkom xaħalet. She calls Miss Ariana Grande Miss Ponytails.
Always. What is she known for? Michelle can't go.
Oh. All right, Sipta. Mela. A mandatory meeting tweeted, I think what's frustrated me is when I went to Drag Race, really excited to showcase my art, and on the first day, I shed the bed with my makeup, which became all anyone could talk to me about on set. And everything I have to offer feels overshadowed by my makeup, and getting red all the time. Like, I get it. I know we signed up to be critiqued and talked about, but reducing me to crunchy makeup when I'm literally so talented, charismatic, creative, funny, smart, and now gorgeous, it feels so short-sighted of people, I guess. U Bianca Del Rio atila, okay. I mean, it was a joke. To be honest, for the rest of the presentation, I think aka presentation tabel, they were making fun of Jane. And Jane was sitting there laughing.
Baby, if you can't get the joke, don't continue with the joke.
Like, if it's okay for you the first time, okay, good for you. Emma, if you cannot continue, do not continue. Wait, dilo, make me off. But you're a drag queen. What do you expect? People will make fun of you. People exactly, will critique like, you.
Like, don't yasal reunion and fucking eat.
Baby, get it lomx hajġa reunion. Ma jidak xtid lomx hajġa, xin kada naġan baba.
Oh. Għax għandit tif u reunion?
Nimfja. She was doing this Asian accent and
she was relying on it.
She was relying on it, which I don't mind. I'm not supposed to say, I don't want to say it's funny, but she said we can say it's funny. So, it was stereotypical.
But thingy, Michelle Visage, she's like, I didn't know if I should laugh or not. When it's coming from an Asian person, it's funny. If it was a white queen doing an Asian accent, I would have been like, you know what? No. So I think if in fact I can listen to when Manila did the Filipino accent on season 3. But she's Filipino. She can.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But they were okay.
But they were
definitely safe.
Let's just say they were safe.
That's what I thought.
Oh my god, kimina bahnan. Mort biex niktab il-kategi
uktibt... Hey, Virginia Mike.
Mort biex niktab il-kategi, sorry, uktibt Drag Conrad 1980s.
Okay. Category is Flashback Drag Con 1980. Now, this wasn't specified if it was 80s or 1980. Għaxin għandi komment partikolari dwar wahda mill-looks.
U nibdew bl-ewwel wahda. Plain Jane. Big tits.
I fucking love it.
I miss the big tits now.
Power suit, shoulder pads. She looks like a villain from Gem and the Holograms. Probably hat at marah Gem and the Holograms when this Lisa Mauna.
I love
Mark.
I love this marble look. This hair, it's beautiful. She looks like a corporate fucking sex whore. Let me ride that dick on the boss. So Nedlo 3, Ethan Kalem HR. Like uh-huh. This is amazing. This is one of my favorite looks. Yes.
I love it. And the face is right.
The face is
right. The body is always right.
Yes, baby.
Gorgina. Upa.
Q is up next in this red Keith Haring inspired print look. And this, wow.
Eight.
This
was, love it.
I hate the hair. I'm just gonna say that.
I love the hair.
I love everything. This has so much inspiration to it, especially what she talked about in the mirror chat, which obviously links to the runway and everything else. But this was such a strong look and a week for Q. I usually don't say this because I don't really like Q particularly. But I think that with the Keith Haring inspiration, with the red, with the message behind it, this was amazing. Brava.
Beautiful. Rosette.
Dawn.
Next is Dawn giving us this 80s punk look, which I really love. But I've seen this look from Dawn, I feel. It reminds me a lot of one of the design challenges she did. The braces holding the pants. Tiftakarli, ma kienet,
diktar construction. It was the first one.
It was very, very similar.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, I could agree with
you. I love this. But I've seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
I love the hair. I love the pink gloves that match the hair. It's styled very well.
I agree with all points. I think it's so it's like super cunty, super cunt, super why do they say cunt? It's super punk, it ain't mish cunt, sorry.
Punk cunt.
It had all the details for me. I just like the mix of the patterns and the fabrics. I think that's what really took me out of everything. Maya imal le page. Can we skip this?
Can we? Nistaw. I hate the hair.
I hate the hair. I hate those fucking roses. Dead. Fucking
those
roses.
Those roses on the neck. Yamluwa isa not a hunchback. She needed a cincher.
She needs to cinch.
Needed a corset.
Please just cinch.
And apparently she said, I literally googled Draco 1980s and this look came up. Girl, Anna Rocul Vera, we're trying it now. Images. Oh. It's actually true.
Bitch wasn't lying.
But it's an AI generated Vera Kera, to be honest, sorry.
Vera Kera. Cake and candy.
Sivya halintallaw humbat.
Okay, done.
Yeah, I hate this.
I didn't like this. I was pretty sad with it. So, it wasn't giving. That's all I could say.
Next is Safira. And I love this look. It's quintessentially 80s. The volume of the hair is right.
Is that the huge clips. Plains? Is that Plains wig?
Could be.
I don't think so.
No,
it's not.
I doubt Safira would borrow a wig. You know, ma tidirx li wahda li għandha bżonn.
I love the details on this dress, actually. The bracelets, so her hands are in bare, the necklace. The buttons which they take out from the black look.
I don't like this length of the dress because on the runway, politically correct, makes her look Asira. But it's very 80s at the same time. Imma Safira has the body type where she has a really long torso and short legs. So this dress, proportion-wise, tider naha Asira. Like she's not that short.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. It's great.
Yeah, it was a great look. Morphine and baby, I was disappointed in this.
Good, you should be.
I didn't like this. I'm sorry, Morphine. I usually love everything you do, but this was not it. I hate your hair. Please burn it. I hate...
Excuse.
I hate... Well,
apparently,
I could tell.
The wig she wanted to wear was like something happened to it, like it last tore. Minute.
Baby, this look... Did it al-amel ukoll?
Uh-huh. I didn't get 80s from it, to be honest.
I didn't either.
Did set that Marit Nerve Purple Rain be a?
Fa.
Uh-huh, like it would have been cute, but it's not 80s.
Mm-hmm. And last is Nymphaya Wind.
Icon. Legend.
Wow.
She's not afraid to reference or not reference.
Miss Gracie.
Thank God there's no hints of yellow. Very happy. She's doing a Keith Haring-inspired look that he did on Grace Jones from the movie Vamp. Now, this is the point I wanted to make. Ash, if it's 80s, it's fine, because this look happened in 1986. But if it's 1980... It would have been before, so I'm being a bit technical, Emek. għala Keith Haring u Grace Jones fan.
But isn't the 80s considered min 80s 89?
I mean, I thought it was just like Dracon 1980.
I think
not 1980s.
But the episode is called 198. The runway is 1980s.
It's Dracon 1980.
Girl
specifically.
Girl mela pull up page lom.
But I love this look nonetheless.
Yeah.
Brava.
Even though they were teams, they will still be judged individually. Critiques were, to be honest, what we practically said, but they pissed for Plane and Q, and they also pissed for Sephira, and I cannot agree with the praising. I mean, she fumbled and she got back up, back to it. Uh-huh. If it was any other queen, they would be like, you fumbled, full stop.
To be honest, she was carrying morphine on her back. Nymphia was holding her own ground.
Yeah, but still, I mean, if you cannot compare two very funny queens and had the most reactions to true. One queen, which I'm not saying she didn't carry the whole group, but Nymphia, I felt, was a bit funnier than Sephira this week.
Okay.
And she was funny for, I can't say for the wrong reasons, but in reality, yes, she was funnier.
Jena għandi l-beef ma' RuPaul.
Oh, pull it up, mela.
Għax RuPaul għaltilhom, go enjoy a delicious House of Love cocktail. Imma xin daħlu flantak launch bubbly kellhom. What's the tea?
What's the tea? Well, dajma konna smajna li l-House of Love cocktails kienu skaduti minn
Oħżina, apparently.
Oħżina malla. Okay. Smajt l-om mi.
Isma Marcia. Hello, Marcia.
I'd like sending you lots of love.
Tantiħor, Albi.
Tantiħor. Li l-ekun il-pod.
Kemme helwa l-kunjata.
They also, Q also opens up on the runway.
Yes.
With her being HIV positive and her behind this look, which...
And to be honest, with this whole storyline, I'm like, she's getting the win.
I hope so, and I hope so. Because, you know, it makes a huge difference when a queen opens up about her trauma and then wins the challenge. Because automatically, you don't say, oh, because... I won that challenge because I had to deserve it. She has and a reason behind winning that challenge as well.
And to be honest, when producers bring up trauma or something like this, it's because they want or they know that queen is gonna win. So pretty sure that when Q was on that stage opening up about her HIV status, at the back of her head, she's like, I got this. It's fine this week.
And it's not because of self-pity, ta?
It's these queens are used to these storylines.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that you've given the producers that storyline for them to use, and you're seeing them bringing it in an episode where you did well in a challenge, you're like, okay, Mala, I'm going to win, kind of.
During the chats between them, just between us, squirrel friends, they were pointing out that Plane wasn't very strong, and I cannot see it. Like, well, I know we already mentioned this in the beginning of the episode, but I cannot see what they're not saying, because she is consistently good. Issa, for the editors, it's not all hazin. Ash, if she's bad on set, but they're painting her to be like this amazing queen on TV, well, they should fix their shit. Period. Exactly.
Sephira wins.
Sephira wins the challenge, and Q is fucking gobsmacked.
Which wa'a
ma'a'ash, like literally just
waqfet. Tant kemm kienet xogg, li didn't clap mill-ewwel in the night. Għala, dawk ħadd iċab-ċab. Q għedha tħajjeblejn.
She looked over at Jane, and she's like, what the fuck? And to be honest, I said exactly the same thing. Because I love Safira, but it should have been Jane or Q. Q more than Jane.
But how many wins does Q have? Two?
Two.
So Pain has two, Q has two, Don has none, Maya has one, Safia has three, Morphine none, Nymphia two.
And Nymphia one. Two? One. What's the design challenge so far?
Design of the winning team? Two.
Exactly.
Is it because they wanted her to have two? Is it because they wanted her to have three? I mean...
Min yav.
I don't understand. Do they know she's going to win? Do they want her to have a good track record and have the win?
Minyaf, you never know.
Minyaf, Kiku, Minyaf. Sorry.
She darba Minyaf. Prostitutu hapsin.
Kiu damit bishte, thank you, eh? U xin tmur fuq waja fejl stage, tmur fuq Safira.
Tejdila, I'm happy for you,
but I'm gagged.
But bitch, I'm gagged. To be honest, she was honest.
Yep.
She was honest. Bottom two are Morphine and my LePage. Agreed. Because yeah, I don't think Dawn should have been in the bottom because of Maya. Because she, she held her own. And made the best Miami bitch win.
And baby, we get...
The lip sync song is Donna Summer, Dim All The Lights. Which,
Donna Summer, Lelu Naib.
Fun fact, the diska kienet, l-ewwel diska li qatt irrekordjat Kylie at the age of 17. It was her first demo.
Work diva.
Slay diva. U bdiet id-diska. Bdew it's not show u out of nowhere this
Morphine, and this bitch-ass queen
Maya taqla l-cape jew sissa seħila dik il-bitcha drap u twaddaba fuq Morphine sabotaging her whole show. I'm like, wow, kem tifla tkun.
This is like the second time this has ever happened on that case.
Meta kienet ġrat l-oħra?
I wouldn't say ġrat, not necessarily, but when we had that thing of, she's so pissima, she picked her up.
Oh, but that was season 3.
Yes, it was but
the good old days.
Not a lot of queens interfere with another queen.
Drag is not a contact sport.
Exactly. And Ru was gooped.
And to be honest, Shin, they slowed it down. They stopped the music. And I'm like, oh my God, Ru's gonna jump in and be like, stop the music. Maya, you're disqualified immediately. Because that wasn't fair. I mean, to be honest, Morphine bounced back immediately.
Well, exactly. She's the winner of the season, the highest. I mean, she is the queen of the queen.
I lovely tafawlom disco ball. They were kunem dak disco ball.
Jilly kunem disco ball.
Slay, to be honest. I love this song. This song is really fucking good. It's peak camp. Awada Morphine taqla zeyzat wadda bila.
I just love this lip sync so much. Ash, Morphine... Morphine tujina kem taf that split, that slow split.
And I love how Dawn, she's like, okay, a slow split, too long, not great, but when it's too long, it becomes great again.
This, and then all of a sudden, like,
she drops
on the beat.
And like, that's really, really good. And Morphine says,
and Morphine, the winner, Dion, ia ea biha. Twalyapha, please.
By Lil Big Bird.
Bye, Big Bird. Hi, Big Bird. Hi, Elmo. Fino ma l-OGs, li għafu xaħna nejdu. Tinkot,
tlaħmaja. Undunajt li kju baqat
res. Baqat seja. Anka u ma jikantaw.
Meta ħarġu. Xie kantaw fl-ħar din sakultan?
Dim, sin, xie din.
Le.
Undja għilex. Xie kantaw
fl-ħar? Le. A little bit of love. Ezzat. Għazar u titħol, timxie fuq il-runway kju, rasa l-isfer, she's like, fuck this bitch. Arara,
what you say? Ma għaxid weja għanda.
Girl.
Girl.
Jane was like playing up for the camera, but kju, wow.
Maybe don't hide it. U xana next week?
Wow. Next week, Sejrin Birkirkara, għax ħammurru l-bathroom design.
Xie sema dik it-tiq il-fejem, xie sema dik it-tiq? Valley Road. Valley Road hemm ħafna tal-bathrooms u tal-ċejjen u hekk. Hemmhekk ħammorru next week.
You can tell that the writer's strike took a toll because there were no acting challenges. The improv one, the SNL one. I'm like,
yeah.
No, this is like,
Yeah, it's one tag. I mean, I'm going to say it.
Eva.
Kul ma naf li Joel qiegħed for open relationship, I'm like, hey baby.
And we get a video message for Q's husband.
Her boyfriend. Yes.
A husband?
Husband, so yes. Yeah, kem kbejt.
Nifja bdiet tibki ktar minn Q.
Faqa, għadek fi għajt messaġġ ma' Tommy, għad li soj, ma' sebba kienx taf li nejja kojdja.
Ah, she should be.
Period. It was a really emotional episode. I'm not saying I enjoyed this episode, but it was a funny episode.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. Oh, Beck, aħna niġu għat-tmim ta' tiej tiegħek sana. Tinsewx tħallu rating ta' 5-star review skont fejn insemmu l-podcast tagħna, ħallu kollu follow Instagram @ta_tiegħek_tagħna, se tħallu follow lilna wkoll għandna kollox fuq Instagram bio u narawkom il-ġimgħa dilha għar-reviżjoni
tiegħek
u
tagħna. Bye.
Hashtag justice for Morphine Love Dion.
Ciao. Thank you.